All right, Tosos walkthrough for the Tosos Ham and Aleph and Sukkah, Miskarto Lamata Haisa. So I was thinking in my mind beforehand how best to introduce this Tosos. Obviously, again, the way this works, guys, is that it's on recording just because if you want to listen to it again or other guys who aren't here. But please interrupt. Don't feel that like this is a shear that you can, you know, jot in and say whatever you want because it's recorded. Ask me questions, clarify things, make sure that I'm making it clear. If you have a problem with what I said and you can challenge me, hopefully I'll get better clarity. Okay. So I was thinking about how to best approach this Tosos and how to break it down. Because the way that Tosos goes through it, obviously it's very good, and you sort of feel his train of thought as he goes through, but it's a little bit confusing as to what he's trying to do at each stage. And it sort of goes back and forth. So I think maybe the best way that we'll, again, like we did last time, we'll introduce it outside, and we'll go and read it inside afterwards. So I think the best way to do it is just to ask a question, okay? According to the Man D'Amar, that we say Miskarto Lamata, right, that the misgeres, which was a sort of bound, right, like it was like walls around part of the shulchan, and it was either on the upper part of the shulchan, meaning there was like a slab, which was the shulchan, where we would eventually put all the poles and everything, where we'd have lechem upon it. So now there was this bounding, right, like there was a boundary all around it. The question is it on top, or is it on bottom? Okay, that's a machlokes in the Gemara. And we want to know now, according to the Man D'Amar, that it was on bottom, okay, that the Miskeres was on the lower part of the Shulchan, not on the upper part of this little slab, but it's on the bottom. I want to ask you a simple question. This isn't Tosos' way of doing it, but I'm going to ask you like this. What does that mean? It was on the bottom, but we have to define what that means, okay? It's on the bottom. How is it connected? And why might one say one approach over another approach? Okay? So, Rabbeinu Gershom, in Menachos, Ansadi Vavam and Beis, he's on the side over there. He's also brought in the Shita Mekubetzis over there. Gives two different explanations. And we're going to see one of them we're going to call plain Tosfos camp. Maybe Rashi, but I'm just going to call it Tosfos. And the other one we're going to see, the other option in Rabbeinu Gershom is going to be Rabbeinu Tam. Let's discuss what they actually explain, the simple reality of where the Misgeres was, according to the Man D'Amar that was on the bottom. And then we'll hear the advantages of why they would say one way and not the other way. We'll weigh the pros and cons. And then we'll try to bring it back into Tosos and understand what Tosos is doing. Okay? But I think it's very important for us to ask this question. To the Man D'Amar, that it was Lamata, that the Miskeres was Lamata. What did that mean? Just like translation of, okay, it was on the bottom. But how was it on the bottom? Two opinions brought in Rabbeinu Gershom. Number one, it was not physically attached to the bottom of the Shulchan. Okay, it wasn't actually a part of that slab of wood, which was the Shulchan's, you know, table part. But rather, it was merely connected to the legs of the Shulchan. Okay? It was connected to the legs of the Shulchan. And it was sort of like a box in which we would insert the Shulchan slab, but it wasn't actually connected to the Shulchan. That would be one way of viewing it. That's going to be the Tosfos way of looking at it. In fact, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, over here in Sukkah, explains the reason why it was called the Misgeres. What's the shoresh there? Samach Gimel Reish, Sagur, right, would mean to lock something in or to trap something in. And that was because the Misgeres sort of locked in the Shulchan. You would insert the Shulchan and the Shulchan would be locked in to place into this Misgeres. But the Misgeres was not attached to the bottom of the Shulchan, like that slab, that table, but rather it was connected to the legs and you would sort of put the plank of the Shulchan on top of it with all of its bars and everything on top. Shulchan, Miskeres, separate, connected to the legs. That's opinion number one. That's what I'm going to refer to colloquially as Tosfos, like the Stam Tosfos. The other opinion, the other way of understanding what this Man D'Amar Miskarto Lamata was, is very different. And that is what we're going to call the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, this second opinion brought in Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola in Menachos over there. So what's Pshat? Rabbeinu Tam understands that no, it was actually attached to the bottom of the Shulchan. Not to say that it was connected to the legs and you would put the Shulchan on top of it, but rather it was like a bottom boundary on the bottom of the Shulchan slab. And that is the second way of understanding it. Good. Now that we know these two alternative ways of understanding what this Man D'Amar Lamata holds, let's try to assess why one would be compelled to say one way or the other way before then we turn to Tosos. The Gemara Menachos tells us a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Sadi Bama Beis. Guys, this is a classic Tosos, I have to reiterate, which teaches you Amelis B'Torah. You don't want to look up the Gemara. You want to sort of just make your own hypothesis off of what the one line or two lines of Tosafot says about the Gemara. You can't do it. You can't do it. I've fallen trap. I've fallen into the trap. I've fallen prey to this idea beforehand. Here's the sum, and then you go forward. Deny it. Look it up. Understand what the Gemara says. Sometimes it's long. Sometimes it's like an hour, especially when you feel like this the Tosafot has nothing to do with Masechta Sukkah. What am I going to gain from Masechta Sukkah? Okay, maybe it won't help you overall in terms of Masechta Sukkah, but it will give you your Deus in Torah, which is really what we're aiming for, and it will teach you a Melech B'Torah, that you look it up, and you bang your head against it until it makes sense. So I'm almost there, I think. And you guys will hopefully help me, no pun intended, and put the final nails into this creation that we have here, and we'll get a proper understanding. Okay, so here's Pshat. The Gemara in Menachos on Sadi Bamun Beis tells us the following. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, according to the Man D'Amar, that Misgarto was Lamata. Remember, we have a Machlokas. According to the Man D'Amar that says the Misgaris was on the bottom, it's clear to us that this item called a Tabla HaMisapeches, this flippable tablet, is capable of, it's Mokshar L'Kabel Tumah, it's able to, it's a type of Kli which is able to become Tumah. A general word about Tumah, about different things that are able to become Tumah, generally things which are useful because they are like a Kli in some way, shape, or form, are able to become Tumah. Things that are not useful as a standard Kli, it's considered instead raw material, is not able to become Tumah. So the general way we would assume that something is considered a Kli is if it has a base kibble. That is to say, it has an inside. It's capable of holding something, right? If you have a little jug, it's now a Kli. It's not just raw material. This is able to be used to hold something, to carry something, to protect something. That's a Kli, and therefore it's able to become Tumah. As opposed to something which is plain and flat, it's not a Kli. It's a raw material. It's a slab of wood. That's not even Tumah. So the Gemara says, according to the Man D'Amar, that the Miskeres was Lamata, it's clear that this thing called the Tabla HaMesapeches, seemingly a tablet which is able to be flipped over, we'll discuss what it means in a moment, is for sure Tumah. Or meaning to say, not it's actually Tumah automatically, but it's able to become Tumah. As opposed to, the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if it is on the top, if you hold Miskarto Lemala, then it's a question. We aren't sure if it's properly able to be compared to the Shulchan or not, whether or not we should say with definity that it's able to come to Tumah. Okay? That's what the Gemara there says. The Gemara then works through how do we know that the Shulchan itself is able to come to Tumah, and works through that. It's a longer discussion, well worth reading. I'm going to pause here for a moment. Let's ask ourselves a question. According to either definition, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, Miskarto Lamata meaning it wasn't attached to the bottom, and rather was attached to the legs, that's Tosfos. And the other opinion, Rabbeinu Tam, that it was attached to the bottom of the Shulchan itself, not to the legs only. What does this Gemara mean? Why is it obvious, the opinion that the Man D'Amar, the Miskarto Lamata, that it's going to be Tumah, or it's able to become Tumah? And why is it not obvious to the opinion that it was Lamala, according to either one of these two approaches? How will we understand this Gemara? That's a question we have to ask ourselves, because both of them are going to have to fit with this Gemara. They're both going to have to read this Gemara. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam seems like he fits much better with this Gemara. Let's think about it. What did I tell you just a few moments ago? Generally, things which have a base kibble, which means to say they have an inside, something which is able to hold something, is able to be considered a Kli, and therefore is able to become Tumah. That's the simple equation. Has a base kibble equals Kli equals able to become Tumah. It's usable. It's not raw material. As opposed to, if it doesn't have a base kibble, we have a general rule throughout Shas. Pshutei Kli 8s, plain planks of wood, are not able to become Tumah because they're raw material. That's not a Kli. It's not able to become Tumah. Pshutei Kli 8s, plain planks of wood, are not able to become Tumah. So this Gemara, it says if the Miskarto was Lamata, it's clear to us that this Tabla HaMisapeches is able to become Tumah. Why is that true? According to Rabbeinu Tam, this Gemara fits like a glove. This Gemara is simple. Think about it. The Shulchan we know can become Tumah. That's what the Gemara goes on to prove. It's like a sock. It's able to become Tumah. Now, why might it be able to become Tumah? The Shulchan, after all, is a plain, flat plank, which looks like Pshutei Kli 8. It shouldn't be able to become Tumah. Ah. But there's a Miskarto Lamata, which means to say, on the bottom it has this boundary. What would happen if you were to flip over the Shulchan? What would happen? The Miskarto would be Lamala then, right? And then it would have a base kibble. Because this boundary around the bottom, if you flipped it over, would now be a boundary on top. Could you place something inside of that Shulchan? Yeah. If you turn the Shulchan upside down, and then this boundary, which was attached to the bottom of the Shulchan, was slipped over, you'd have a base kibble that you can store things in. And therefore, if we say that the Shulchan is considered a cleat because it sort of has a base kibble. If hypothetically you were to flip it over, it would have a base kibble, right? Because it has on its bottom attached to this miscaris. And you flipped it over, now it would have a base kibble. It's Ibrigon Tomei. What about a tabla hamisapeches? Well, what is a tabla hamisapeches? Rabbeinu Tam would understand. A tabla hamisapeches is basically what I picture, the thing you'd serve breakfast to your mother on Mother's Day. You bring you made some nice waffles for your mother, you want to bring it to her in bed. Classic, right? You bring her a card, bring her some breakfast. What is it? It's like one of those, like, boxes without a bottom, right? It's got four sides, and on top of it, there's, like, a little tablet. If you have it upright like that, it looks like a plain slab. But what would happen if you were to flip it over? It would suddenly have a base kibble, right? Because those four sides, which were, like, its stand, when you flip it over, would have a base kibble. And now it's a usable cleat. It's not just the raw material. It's not just a flat plank of wood. And therefore, to Rabbeinu Tam, this gemara is very sensical. Just as the shulchan, if the miscaris is labata, is considered a kli, because if you flipped it over, you could place something in it because it has a base kibble, so too, ha-tabla mesapeches is pashut, that is going to be tummy too, because just like the shulchan, if you flipped it over, it would have a base kibble, tabla mesapeches would also, if you flipped it over, have a base kibble. According to the Manda Amr that the miscaris was lemala, can we compare the tabla mesapeches to the shulchan? Not so easily. Correct.
The end game is the same.
Perfect. But the shulchan itself doesn't even need to be flipped to have a base kibble. It is a plain plank of wood, but right now it has things. So therefore you have a question. Is it comparable to the shulchan? In one sense, yes, if I were to flip it over. But on the other hand, I need to flip it over, as opposed to the shulchan already has a base kibble, and therefore it's different than regular pshutei kliyos. So that would make sense according to Rabbeinu Tam. This gemara is so simple to understand. Why is it? What is a tamal masapeches? Mother's Day tray. Why is it comparable to the shulchan? Because if it's miskarta lamata, it's exactly like the shulchan. If it's not, then I have to question if it's miskarta lamala. Very simple gemara. The gemara fits easily, nice, neatly. It would also make sense why the gemara would talk about a tabla hamisapeches. Meaning, ask yourself something. If we're merely talking about a plain plank of wood, why would I care that it's able to be flipped over? Why is that important? To Rabbeinu Tam, that is exactly the point of the gemara. Since I can flip it over and now get a base kibble, that's why I'm talking about a tabla, which is flip overable, right? If I was just talking about a plain plank of wood, who cares that it can flip over? That's not important, right? Like, why would you think that that's relevant? If it's because the bottom side has a base kibble, but only when it's flipped over, then I understand why I'm talking about a flip overable plate. Rabbeinu Tam fits this gemara beautifully. What else does Rabbeinu Tam fit beautifully? The general yesod in Shas that plain planks of wood are not able to become tame. What does that mean? This thing is not a plain piece of wood. It's not just a plain piece of wood. Rather, it has a bottom, and if you flipped it over, then it could become very different than a plain plank of wood, because it would have a base kibble, just like the shulchan. And now I understand why this gemara, which sounds like it's talking about a d'oraisa tuma 1 second, which sounds like it's talking about how it become tummy on a d'oraisa level, would be saying that even though the rest of Shas assumes plain pieces of wood cannot become tummy. And the reason is because this thing is not a plain piece of wood. It's a piece of wood which has legs and has like a boundary on its bottom. And if you flipped it over, now I understand why it's very different than a plain piece of wood. So Rabbeinu Tam is sitting pretty with this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is sitting pretty with every Gemara in Shas. He's sitting pretty with the way this Gemara uses dafka a tabla mesapeches instead of just a plain piece of wood. It makes a lot of sense because tabla mesapeches is very important. Rabbeinu Tam is beautiful. He's great. Why is he dead in the water? What's wrong with Rabbeinu Tam? Our Gemara here in Sukkah. This is the con, the major, major, major con with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the only way his whole sheet to make sense, right, is not just to have the miscaris on the bottom, but you need the miscaris to be literally attached to the bottom of the shulchan. Why? Because you can't conceptually flip something over along with something else. Only if it's part of it itself can you conceptually flip it over and now we'll have a base kibble. If a separate component of it, right, like the legs, is not attached to the bottom of the shulchan, and the miscaris is not attached to the bottom of the shulchan, if I flip it over, the shulchan still doesn't have a base kibble, because I didn't flip over the other thing. I'm conceptually flipping over the shulchan itself. So Rabbeinu Tam has to say, now we understand why Rabbeinu Tam has to say that the miscaris is connected to the bottom, because if you flip it over, that, again, if you flip it over, you can only flip over the shulchan itself, conceptually, right? We're not saying that flip over everything else in the vicinity, flip over Hobeis and Migdash. We're talking about flipping the shulchan over, conceptually. So it has to be a part of the shulchan in order to give the shulchan a base kibble. You understand? You guys are with me? And in order for it to be flipped over, it has to be attached. So now we understand why Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be attached. Okay? Why is Rabbeinu Tam dead from our Gemara? Why does Tosfos muster our Gemara against him? Because our Gemara says that according to the Manda Amar Miskaris Lamarta, It's understandable. It's clear. The Miscavige is considered a clique. It's its own clique. How does that not work against Rabbeinu Tam? If, as we just established, he needs the Miscavige to be attached to the Shulchan, Tosis is assuming, very good Rafi, but Tosis is assuming that the Miscavige can't be attached to the bottom of the Shulchan. Because if it were attached to the bottom of the Shulchan, would it be a clear or would it be a Hechsher clique? It would be a Hechsher clique. And our Gemara says, Meferish, it's clear, the Miscavige Lamata, it is a clique, not a Hechsher clique. If it was attached, it couldn't be a... Okay, good. So now why did I say it's an assumption? But it was probably bothering Rosh, Rafi, probably bothering all of you. What's the problem there? It's because that's an assumption. Who told Tosfos that in order to be defined as a kli, you have to be your own kli? In order to be defined as a hechsher kli, it means that you're attached to a larger kli.
It makes sense.
So Yosef's right. Is it a bad assumption? No. It's not a bad assumption. It's a good assumption. But it's an assumption. Good. So Yosef's right and Rafi's right. So let's think about it, guys.
I'm more right.
Think about it. You're like Tosos. Rafi's like Rabbeinu Tam. So let's think about it. Let's think about it for a moment, okay? Let's think. I want you to take this as a yesod and carry it in your pockets. Guys, listen carefully, okay? Carry it in your pockets as a yesod throughout all of Shas. I haven't gone through all of Shas, but I have seen enough to prove to me that I can say that this with absolute certainty. Whenever you are trying to find the answer of an approach of a different Rishon than the one that you are reading, look for kinks in his armor. Find the cons, right? Find the problems with the opinion that the Rishon is saying now, and I guarantee if you are sharp enough to find where this Rishon is dying, where you can hit him, where you can break through his armor, I guarantee you will find, you might have to look hard, you might have to find a Rivavan, you might have to find the Shitas Rivav, Remy O'Neill, somebody. You will find somebody who finds that same kink of armor because they were smart. They will catch that thing and show you how you can attack this opinion through that fashion. And similarly over here, there is an assumption here on Tosus's part. It's a great question, and like Yosef said, it's a very valid assumption. Assumptions don't have to be bad. We assume things all the time. Right now, Baruch Hashem, I'm assuming, based on Al-Chazaka, that my parents are alive and well. Liyan Hara. I'm assuming that. How do I know? Do I see them right now and see that they're alive and well? No, but it's a very good assumption, because last I spoke to them, last I assumed, and there's no reason to think that they wouldn't be. It's possible that I'm not wrong, and Chas V'Shalom, that should be true. Rather, hopefully everything's fine and well, but it's a chazaka, it's a good assumption, but it's still an assumption. Similarly here, Tosfos is assuming that in order to be defined as a kli, that means it has to stand alone. To be defined as a hechsher kli, it has to be attached. So before we even get into Tosfos, I want to tell you how I might defend Rabbeinu Tam from this bomb kasha. It's my own thinking, but I think it's a good thinking. How you might defend Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam from Tosfos' question now. How would you defend it? What would you say, Alex?
Possible that something that's attached has the potential to be a kli if detached. Like, I think, let's say a bottle with a cap. Like, if it's attached, but has the potential to be detached, then you can make that it turns into a kli.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Alex is saying that maybe something which is able to be detached and still serve as a kli would be considered a kli. That's one great way of trying to defend that assumption. Similarly, the Aron Kodesh, it's comprised of a lot of boards. Okay, so maybe those wouldn't be a kli on their own. But the screw is a kli maybe. It's able to do something. And therefore, I would try to phrase it a little bit differently. I understand what Alex is saying, but I like mine better because I found Rashi and Kisvei Yad saying what I said. Okay? You look hard enough, you'll find somebody. Here's Pshat, what I think. Okay? How would you attack this assumption of Tosfos and defend Rabbeinu Tam valiantly? No other Rishon says it. But I think this makes sense. Maybe to define a kli versus a hechsher kli is like this. If it serves a useful function, then it could be defined as a kli on its own. Because klis, as we said, are useful things. Kalim are useful things. If it serves a useful purpose, hold on 1 second, then it's called a kli. If it's merely for decorative purposes, then that's a hechsher kli. Like what? Like the czar. You know, the nice little crown around. It's a nice decorative purpose. I am Shaman the Ramban and the Torah. You know what all these little things represent on all these Kalim. Very deep ideas. But it's decorative in nature, as opposed to the Mezgeres, which is literally holding up the Shulchan. I know it's attached to the Shulchan, but maybe it serves as a kli because it functions for a purpose, as opposed to just for decorative purposes. And therefore, Rashi and Kisvei Yad says, no, this one's useful, this one's just noi ba'alma, or something like that. And I think that might be a good way to defend Rabbeinu Tam. Now that we've discussed Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, Rob, you have any questions?
Yes. Go for it. Sounds weird to me that we say that when you flip it, then it makes the base kibo.
Yes.
But when it's on top, that's when it's not a kli specifically.
No. When it's on top, it's for sure a kli. as the Shulchan is for sure a kli. We don't know. The Shulchan is a kli. Oh, wait, sorry. Say, how's it? Oh, you're saying according to my pshat? The mala, why would it be?
It gives it a base kibbutz, but now it's not a kli, though.
Because you're saying the Gemara would say that that would be considered a hefsher kli. So, question on this pshat. I hear it. I'll think about it. Good question by Rafi. I'll think about it. Go for
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't Rashi here also imply the same thing?
How does Rashi here imply?
He says when it says Nami Hefsher Kli, it says it's a decoration of a table. It wouldn't be, that be the definition of it?
I'm looking. Well, show me. It's scary.
Nami Hefsher.
Tachshin. Zar. Sean. I don't know. Zayach Oshom. It's scary. Zar Eno Kli Ela Tikkun Kli Lekastan. To decorate it.
And then
Miskeres Nami Hechsher. He should choke on him. You're right.
Just to decorate it, like, wouldn't that be a good definition?
You're right. Maybe Rashi here is also already alluding to that pshat. That one I just thought was more clear because he called it a noy kli, but you're absolutely right. So maybe Rashi here is already, both of you making good points. Let's turn back to the Bin of Tosfos. Now we understand how Rabbeinu Tam fits with a lot of things. One significant problem, that's our Gemara. What about Tosfos? Tosfos has to go back to that Gemara. Right, and Tosfos is also going to have another problem. Tosfos is going to say all of Shas is aligned against him. Because if Tosfos is going to say that the Shulchan is not connected to the Misgeres, but rather Lamata means that it's connected to the things, that fits very well with our Gemara over here. But that Gemara is going to be an uphill hike now for Tosfos, right? Because that Gemara is somehow saying we can assume that when it's Misgeres Lamata, it's for sure Tumah. Why? In what way is the fact that the Miskeres is Lamata going to show me that the Tabla Mezavechot, or the Shulchan, is for sure Tameh? How does that make sense according to Tosfos? Moreover, why are we talking about a Tabla Mezavechot? So the board can be used on either side. Great, just go ahead. What relevance does that have to the Miskeres? Beforehand, I understood it, because now it makes it have a base kibble. But like here, if I just can flip the board back and forth, why Dafka Tabla Mezavechot? Just maybe one that, let's say it has a little bit of groove on the bottom or something. I don't know. It's not even easily flipped over. Like, what's the significance of that? So that's going to be a question. And the biggest question against Tosfos' pshat is, frankly, Shas. A bunch of Gemaras, which clearly take it as a Dover Pasha. There's a rule that pshutei kliyot, things that are just simply plain, raw material, planks of wood, don't have the ability to become tamei because they're just the raw material. So how is Tosfos going to understand this Gemara? We're going to have to say that Tosfos, and that's what Tosfos is going to have to do, is going to have to come up with some pshat, which is going to distinguish why this Gemara is totally different than any other Gemara, and why this unique Gemara is actually implying you could have gone and said, no, this Gemara also means only Dirabanan or something. Tosfos doesn't want to go that route. Tosfos is going to assume this is a Tumah D'oraisa. But he's going to have to now come up with a rather random source, and one that others don't necessarily take literally, which will have to teach us that nonetheless, even though this is very, very, very akin to Pshutei Kliyot, nonetheless, uniquely, this scenario of a Shulchan and of the Tabla Mezavechot is able to be considered something which is mostly Kabbalah Tumah. Well, I mean, yes, it makes sense. It's forced. Why would this be it? Okay, very good. So maybe you're saying, like, I sort of have it as a usable thing, but nonetheless, we're still going to have to need a source and a svara behind it. Go for it, Alex.
If it wasn't something you know, or stuff like that, then you would say, like, it's not really considered a kli because it never happened. So this is, like, it's something that can easily be flipped and stuff like that, then you see that it's, like, a viable option to make it into a kli. It's not like such a crazy...
But according to this opinion, Alex, why is it important that it can be flipped over? I mean, if I flip it over, it doesn't make it any better or worse. It's just still a plain board. What do I care if it's side A or side B? Either way, it's just a plain board.
Because it changes the direction of the...
But in the Shulchan and the Miskeres, but it wouldn't, according to this explanation, we're going to have to understand this Gemara differently, because it's not attached. Remember, Rashi's Ochap, Tosfos' Ochap, is that the Miskeres is now not attached to the Shulchan. Which means if you conceptually flip it over, the Miskeres isn't moving. So why does it matter that, oh, when it's Lamata, it's good, when it's Lamala, it's the question, right? Why is that true? This is going to be an uphill hike, as we said, right? So I think this was a good way to start off doing Tosfos. I think at this point now we're ready to dive into Tosfos, try to understand Tosfos. I think we have enough reasons in the pros and cons. Now let's try to read through it. Hopefully we're doing pretty good on time. Okay, 24 minutes. Hopefully we're done by 35 minutes. And let's read through Tosfos. Okay, guys? You ready? Let's do it. Miskarto lemata hayasa. So mashmikan dilidei lo hayasa miskaris hechsher kli. Right now, the Gemara implies from here that to him, it's not, according to the mind number that holds the miskaris is lemata. So it's not considered hechsher kli. Shelo hayasa miskaris b'shulchan. since it wasn't attached to the shulchan, ela beregel ha'yisa munachas erosha, b'daf ha'shulchan munachas aleha. Rather, it was attached to the legs, on the top of the legs, and the table, the shulchan itself, that plank, was inserted upon it, inside of it. If you want to go to the Rabbeinu Peretz's type of thinking, great, that's how it worked. Below Kimosha Shemefari Shabin Thomas. Not like that which Rabbeinu Thomas said. Delamand Omar Lamat Aysamukuberis Nami Bashokan. That Rabbeinu Thomas said it was attached to the Shokan on the bottom, which now we understand why. But Tosus is gonna give one reason why. Mishum de Kashale. What was pushing? What was the pressure that pushed Rabbeinu Thomas to say this? What was the major con in the Pshat we just suggested that made Rabbeinu Thomas say this? Mishum de Kashale, Hadam Rabbi Yochanan Perik Shtei Alechem, that which Rabbi Yochanan says, referring to the Gemara we were talking about, Menachot Tzadi Babam Beis, Leman de Amar, Lemata Haisa Tavla Mesabechas Tameya, that is for sure Tameh. Sounds like it's Tameh on a Daraisa level. Perik Elu Mumin, Lo Mishkachas Tuma Daraisa, Le'ein Lo Toch Bekli Shetef, El Bahanach Dechazu Lemedrasos. And yet the Gemara in Bechoros, Lamed Chesmon Elef, which hopefully everybody looked up, the Gemara couldn't find an example of a Tuma on a Daraisa level for something which doesn't have a base kibble, right? Ein Lo Toch is a synonym for a base kibble, right? It doesn't have an area to insert something in. Bekli Shetef, what's Kli Shetef? Kli Shetef is an important word to know. I'm here to show you when you guys learn Yoredeya. It's like a Kli which is able to be washed out. Meaning to say you can have it cause Blios to come out of it, to be holy from it. Meaning, as opposed to Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is one term of a category, briefly saying it like that, right? Kli Cheres is something which can't have its platos be brought out from it. Like they're stuck in there forever. Kli Shetef, either through some process of heat, is able to have those blios be brought out from it. So Kli Shetef, blios are absorptions. To be boleya, something means to swallow, to absorb. So, you know, you could have taste be absorbed inside of a kli. You could have, you know, particles from some sort of food substance inside of a kli.
Shetef is always there.
So Kli Shetef, no. Kli Cheres, clay cheres, which are earthenware, mean that it has it in there forever. That's I'm oversimplifying things, okay? But it has it in there forever. As opposed to clay shetef, it's a buzzword for anything that's not like that. For example, clay mateches, metal stuff, right? Clay eights are wooden things, right? Even is the whole question, and glass is the whole question. Without going into the details, right? But the basic point is things that are clay shetef are washable. It means not literally washable. I can scrub it, but it means that I can have its pleitos come out of it. Bleos, which are niflat, means absorptions, which are that's the right word. Expelled. Okay?
The
good.
The fact that it includes eights is like the main point for us.
Right, exactly. For our point is that Kli eights includes Kli Shetef. So that Gemara can find a case of something which is like a Kli eights and has no toch, which is considered a Kli on a Daraisa level that it can become Tameh. Okay? That Gemara is one proof, like Rabbeinu Tam, against what Tosus is going to have to say.
Kli eights
is an example of a Kli Shetef. Because it could have its absorbed particle. Only Kli Cheres can't. Let's take that. I'm oversimplifying, okay. But only Kli Cheres can have it. Okay,
good. But Kli Eitz can become Tameh.
Kli Cheres could become Tameh. It can't lose its absorption.
So we're just trying to have a reason that you have the flipping thing, right? That's all that we're doing.
So Tosus is exactly. Tosus is explaining why Rabbeinu Tam had his opinion. He said Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by the fact that there's a general rule in Shas that Pshutei Kli Eitz, or really Pshutei Kli Shetef, aren't able to. I mean, I'm oversimplifying. I don't want to get into that. But exactly. From the Gemara in Menachos Nesadi Bavam Beis. Yes. And so can a Tabla Hamas HaPeches. And yeah, we have a general rule that it can't be on a Daraisa level, at least. And similarly, and except for Midras, what's Midras, right? Something which a Zavar, a Nida, right, is able to lie on, sleep on, sit on, and therefore transmit Tumate without going into the details of these complicated halakhos. Okay? So the point is that those are one way that it could have a daraisa thing, just thinking about it conceptually. Why would that change anything? If you're able to sleep on it, even though it's a flat plank, is it now a kli? In a certain sense, it is, because you can use it. That's true, but it's still closer to being a raw material than something which is designated as a bed.
Wait, just...
So maybe my conceptual categories are a little bit oversimplified, but let's assume that quantitatively this is considered more designated, this is less designated, okay? Good. So now let's keep going. So that's proof number one.
So Bechoros, it only comes Tame if it is a base kibble and it can be washed out.
Of the kalim which are able to be washed out, we only find Tuma Daraisa, aside from Midras, if it has a base kibble. And this does not have a base kibble, and it is a Kli Shetef, and we are not talking about where it's Midras, and therefore it shouldn't be Tame Daraisa. And yet, the Gemara sounds like it's Tame Daraisa. That's proof one against Tosos and like Rabbeinu Tam. And moreover, Tosos says, Hopefully you also looked up. The Gemara basically says, why is a dafshal nachtomim? It's a machlokas in the Gemara there. But this plank of wood, what exactly its purpose is also not so partial. Right? But a plank of wood which was used by bakers, we'll leave it like that, a flat plank of wood used by bakers, is able to become tame, but only on a darabanan level. Wait, a flat plank of wood, you see, can't become tame on a darais level. Even that one is a special type of plank of wood, and nonetheless it can only become tame on a darabanan level. So it sounds like it's partial to the Gemara that, again, flat planks of wood are not able to become tame on a darais level. Velomis Taver Lameimar, and Tosus rejects this option. It doesn't make sense to say to also command to Amar Misgartel Lamala Haisa. It doesn't make sense to say that, oh, those Gemaras, the one in Bava Choros, for example, or the one in Bava Basra, are only going according to the Manda Amar who says Misgartel Lamala, which we didn't say is Tame on a Dreis level. Tosus says, why doesn't it make sense? De, right, a de is always an important hinge word, like Hoel or Kavan, since. Right, he's going to explain why it's not Mistaver to say this. Since, after all, even according to the Manda Amar that it was Lamala Hayasa, even according to that Manda Amar, it still was at least a viable option that it was Tamei Daraisa. We didn't reject it as out of hand. Oh, what do you mean? Of course it's Tahar. Of course it's Tahar, because it's Pshutei Kliyot. The Gemara thinks, maybe I have a Svar to say it should be Tamei Daraisa. And these Gemaras assume, like a Davar Pashut, that it's for sure not Tamei on a Daraisa level. It should have at least been a Suffolk Daraisa, according to this Manda Amar. Not for sure Darabanan, or for sure Tahar. You understand? So the reason why Tosfos is rejecting this potential answer, right? So a potential answer to defend these Gemaras in line with Tosfos and not like Rabbeinu Tam would be, oh, well, maybe those Gemaras are going like the Manda Amar, that is Lamala, who doesn't assume it's for sure Tameh. Tosfos' rejection of that possible answer, or deflection, is that, wait, no. Even that Manda Amar still holds that it's a Suffolk Daraisa, not that it's for sure Tahar. He's like, we're just not sure if it's comparable to a table or not. So the Gemara in Bambas, the Gemara in Bechor, shouldn't assume that there's no such thing, that it's not a Daraisa concept. It might be a Daraisa concept. Suffolk Daraisa is higher than Darabanan. So therefore, the Gemara should have at least recognized that possibility. It didn't, and therefore, you can't give this as a potential answer. Let me give you another klal gadol in understanding Rishonim and Tosfos, okay, in general. Whenever Tosfos... I'll give you a mashal. Let me back up. Let me give you a mashal. You are building a snowman. Okay? You're building a snowman. And you build, you know, the snowman has nice three parts to it. You build, you roll a nice big ball. Great, that's one. Level one. Then you go and you build a nice smaller but big ball. You place it on top. That's level two. Then you go and make another smaller ball and you place it on top. Beautiful. You're building your snowman. As you put the head on top, it crumbles under your hand. You know, you didn't pack it well enough in your gloves. It falls apart. Okay? What is the most logical thing for you to do at this point? You still will have a goal of building a snowman. What's the most logical thing for you to do? To build another one, Josh? Is it really a logical thing to do? To build another snowman? You tell me. Oh, to build another ball. And keep working with bottom level and middle level, right? That would be the logical thing to do. So, I'm not telling you it's a general rule that is true 100% of the time, but I am telling you it's true, I don't know, 60% of the time, 70% of the time. If Tosos has a Vechitema, or Rishon has a Vechitema, oh, you'll say this, I'll reject that possibility. What is Tosos most likely going to do in at least one of his answers, or one of the Rishonim? What's not necessarily the majority of the time, but at least most likely of possible scenarios of how he's going to do it, is he'll try to resuscitate, he'll try to rejuvenate that potential answer. Because it was almost good, he just had a deflection. He'll knock away that deflection and show you why it'll still work. As we see, Tosfos is going to do here. Yeah, go for Robin.
So, first proof of Tom is the trade thing. It sounds like Milama is connected. Because it has to flip it, that means connected.
Beautiful, and that reads neatly into that Gemara.
And the second one is the plank of wood.
Yes, that a plank of wood, well, the Gemara can't find any case of Tumah Daraisa by a plain plank of wood. And according to Tosfos' pshat, as we'll see, it basically is a plain plank of wood. Why did the Gemara assume that there's no such thing? And yet, again, the Gemara in Tani Bava Meis and Menachos. Exactly. Good.
And then I don't really get Tosfos'
the next one? Oh, so Tosfos' attempted answer was that, oh, according to the Manda Amar, that it is Lamala. Maybe that's what those two Gemaras are going for. Because after all, there isn't Tuma Daraisa, according to him. And that's why that Gemara in Bechoros and that Gemara in Bava Basra assume there's no Tuma Daraisa.
Lamala would be better, though, because it has a...
Again, the Shulchan has a base kibble, but the Tabla HaMesapeches doesn't have a base kibble. Remember, the Gemara Menachos says that even if it's Lamala, then we can't compare a tablet mesabechas to the shulchan, because after all, it's basically a plain plank of wood, and the shulchan has a whole little boundary, and therefore we don't know if it's tamei d'oraisa. So that seems to be saying, therefore, that there's indeed, in line with these gemaras, that there's no such thing as pshutei kli eitz which have a tamei d'oraisa. So that would be a way to keep that pshat going, right? The downside is, though, that Gemara doesn't just say a tablet hamas abeches is for sure tahor. It says, actually, it's a suffix d'oraisa, whether it's tamei, able to become tamei or not. So these Gemaras, b'choros, b'vasa, shouldn't just assume that there's no such thing as something like that. There is a such thing. It's a suffix d'oraisa, whether or not this has an ability to become tamei, d'oraisa. Understand now? So the Tosis was trying to say, maybe according, those Gemaras are only going according to the Manda Amar, that it's Miskar Tulumala. Tosis rejects that, though, because still those Gemaras don't fit to... Tosis is saying, maybe I can save the pshat that Gemara is just a plain plank of wood, not with an attachment to the shulchan. The Mizgaris is not attached to the shulchan on the bottom. Rather, it's a plain plank of wood. Because, basically, that opinion doesn't think that it's for sure a tuma d'oraisa by a plain plank of wood. And therefore, it fits with those other Gemaras, which basically assumes that there's no such thing. Tosis' rejection of that possibility is saying, it's one thing to not know if it for sure can become tuma d'oraisa. But we have a suffix that it comes to me d'oraisa. Those Gemaras shouldn't have assumed there's no such thing. The Gemara assumes there's no such thing as tuma d'oraisa by a pshutei kli eitz. And that's not true. There very well might be such a thing. And in fact, it's a suffix d'oraisa. Suffix d'oraisa is a very high level of, you know, of iser or of tuma. It's not just the d'rabban. It's higher than that. Okay, good. Let's move on. Okay, that is how we have two real proofs, aside from the proof I was saying is alluded to all along, that Tosus fits very, Rabbeinu Tam fits very well with this Gemara Menachem. Great. So these are two ways to try to explain Rabbeinu Tam's problem, but those don't work out. So Tosus says, therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was forced, and we told Kach, listen to the language of Tosus, it's beautiful, you understand, he's giving you his flow of thought. And we told Kach, Hayadochek Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, Rabbeinu Tam agrees his pshat's not great. But he was forced to say, that Delamata, Mariskar, Delamata, Hayasa, Hayala base kibble milamata. It must have been that on the bottom it did have a base kibble because it was literally attached to the bottom there. Okay, that is the way to understand the Gemara, and that's how we know Rabbeinu Tam conjured his whole shot over here. Wonderful. And therefore it's pshat. Why it's different than other pshutei kli eitz? Because it ain't a pshutei kli eitz. It's something which has a bottom part, and if you flipped it over, then it would be like a base kibble. So that's why it's different. Rabbeinu Tam fits like a glove with all these Gemaras. But Rabbeinu Tam, according to those, is dead in the water because v'zeh lo yitachin. Very simple dismissal, but this is not possible. Why not? Kinemu chachacha, as our Gemara implies, as Tosus started off with, Tosus ended with Rabbeinu Tam. Very nice run. We applaud you for your effort, but you make no sense with our Gemara, and our Gemara is too explicit to handle. And apparently, the other Gemaras are not too explicit to handle. Even though it's going to be dochek, Tosus is going to go now and muster his best effort in order to prove how those Gemaras and really, all of Shas can fit with his new Yisod. You ready? Here we go. Pitzarach Lomar. Tosus also agrees. This is not great. You have to say this, right? You're forced into saying this pshat because Rabbeinu Tam fit nicely, but he didn't work. So here's what we're gonna have to say. Taha damrin and gabe dafshon nachtom and rabban and the Gemara and Bava Basra. That which we say that this dafshon nachtom and this plank of wood of bakers is only derabban tuma. Hainu kiman damar miskar tolem malahayisa derabban tumeya umidaraisa tiboy. Meaning to say, Tosus attempted answer. Right? Tosus is going to answer that Gemara, and really the Gemara in Bechoros, Tosus in other, there's a lot of parallel Tosus, guys. You got to look up all these Gemaras, find the parallel Tosus. They all say basically the same idea, that even to answer the Gemara in Bechoros as well, right, it says, like this idea, that we're going to say that the Mescaris Lamala opinion is what those two opinions in Shas are going like. Which, by the way, should give you reason to pause. Who do we Paskin like? I'm just asking you a question. Who do we Paskin like? Mescaris Lamala or Mescaris Lamala? I don't think the Gemara, I don't know Menachos, but I don't think the Gemara says it Mefurish. But if I see a bunch of Stam Gemaras and Shas going like one of the opinions now, maybe that gives me room to think how I should Paskin. So that's interesting. According to Tosus, maybe I have reason why to say I should Paskin Lamala versus Lamata. Okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I would have no reason to think that. Okay, interesting. So that's just food for thought. I didn't see anybody say that, but I want you to think about it.
I still get what he added, like here.
Good, so now he's about to add. He's about to add now a point. So now he's going to say, and now what about my possible deflection of this potential answer? What was the way to get around that? He says, you're going to have to say like this. Rabbi Eliezer to Mako, and Rabbi Eliezer there who says that it's totally tahor. Wait a second, how can Rabbi Eliezer be so willing and gutsy there? The Chum there say it's Tameh on a Durabana level. That would make sense if on a d'oraisa level, the suffix, the rabbis came in and swept things clean, and they said, look, for sure, tell me on a d'rabbanan level. that would make sense. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion doesn't make so much sense. Rabbi Eliezer there says it's Tahar Legamri. What do you mean it's Tahar Legamri? You crazy? That's Tahar on... it's Suffik Daraisa Tumma. How can you go ahead and say that? So apparently, and this is where Dochek in this answer of Tosus, but at least it's better than he had it before, he has to explain something, and he's going to tell us, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it must just be that he was willing to be Mako. Even though it's a Suffik Daraisa, he was willing to be Mako and not go ahead and make a Takanon Dirabanon that it's for sure Tumma. As opposed to the first opinion, there, the Chachamim, who say it is Tumma Daraisa, it is for sure Tumma, Tamei Durabanan, that's because he wasn't willing to be Mekel on Suffik Daraisa. Rabbi Eliezer apparently was willing to be Mekel even though it's Suffik Daraisa. That's a big Kiddush. Why would Rabbi Eliezer think that? Now, why would Rabbi Eliezer think that you could just be Mekel to Suffik Daraisa? Why would he just be so scot-free? Who knows? He's willing to say. Now, as we'll see later on, it might be because a Daf Shodach Toman isn't exactly like a Tabla Hamas HaPeches. Okay, fine. But basically, that would be how we would solve Rabbi Eliezer. If you have any questions, I want to make sure we finish this up. Feel free to catch me afterwards, okay? So let's keep going. I want to make sure that we get it done without this being overly, long. So now, inami, or an alternative way to try to help understand how we'll explain that Gemara Bava Basra, and this is going to be in line with Tosfos in my version. Now, you guys might have a different change of text. It's Rashba, but really it's the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam, because it's the Rashbam there, and Bava Basra says this, and Tosfos in other places quotes it as Rashbam. You guys might, again, in your Agos, if it's you, and it might quote change it to Rashbam, but it's not the Rashbam, it's the Rashbam. It's not the Rashmishans, it is the Rashbam. So, inami ahu shnuya de perak amokar es habayis de lokar bi yokan anu maskan de lokar. In akonami, it's against the Gemara in Menachos. But that's okay, because it doesn't stand in the end anyhow. The Gemara is going to give a different answer. That Gemara's, so basically, we could have attacked that and said, what do you mean? That's against Rabbi Yochanan. It should have been Tamei on a Suffik Daraisa level. So how can you tell me it's for sure Darabanan? So it's okay, that Gemara is not going like Rabbi Yochanan. But that's okay, because it doesn't stand in the end, and we go like Rabbi Yochanan. So basically saying that Gemara doesn't survive in the end. Bechoros, that's why I referred to some other parallels, so basically use that answer of, it's going according to Laman de Omar, Miskarto Lamala. Bechoros is solved by Miskarto Lamala. The Gemara of Abbas is a little bit more difficult, because still, it should at least be a Suffik Daraisa. And how could Rabbi Eliezer be so daring to be Makel there? So Tosus therefore has two answers for that. Either apparently he was daring enough to be Makel, or else that answer didn't really stand in the end, so it's okay, that doesn't hold water. Okay? You with me? Make sense? Great. Let's keep moving in Tosus.
So when do we...
You go for it.
When do we get... I thought we were just giving an answer for...
Right, so exactly. So Tosus doesn't explicitly speak out Bechoros. That's why I said some of the other parallel Tosus, for example, Tosus there in Menachos, Tzadi Vam Amei, speaks out that same answer of, it's going Laman to Amar, Miskar to Lamala.
Isn't Bechoros more of like a klal in general?
Yes, but that's okay. The Gemara basically is only going according to the Laman to Amar, and you're going to have to be Nidchak and say it didn't want to mention something that was a Suffik Daraisa.
But we still have an issue if you say it's only going to Lamala.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense how Menachos, they said it might be Daraisa.
Yes, and the Gemara in Bechoros just leaves it out.
Not Daraisa.
Correct. I think the understanding is going to be that basically it didn't need to get into something which was only a Suffik. I know it's a doking answer, but I think that's how they're understanding it. According to them, on numbers, at least only a Suffik, and those are willing to, stomach this, even though it's not good.
It shouldn't even be a Suffik Daraisa if it's, the Gemara says for sure it's not Daraisa. It says it's,
the Gemara
is... That's Tomei Daraisa.
Correct. On a Vadai level. On a Vadai level, but not on a Suffik level. Basically, you're going to have to be Nidchak and say something like that, because Tosos just feels the question on a random time is too strong. Okay, guys, ready? Let's keep going to Tosos. But Odei Shlomo, you ready? Here is a whole new alternative. Okay, so we had Rabbeinu Tam's. So now, to rephrase what question we're asking and how to answer it, you might now ask like this. How are we to understand the fact that Gemara in Menachos sounds like it goes against these other Gemaras in Shas? So Rabbeinu Tam was one approach. We had to reject that. Then we had approach number one of Tosos, B, right, what I'll call. And now C is a third approach to answer that question, and that is Tosos' second one, which is going to be based on a Medrash in Toras Kohanim. Okay, it's not brought in the Gemara. But it's brought into Toras Kohanim, which is a Medrash Halacha, which is authoritative, and now we have to understand whether or not we'll take it seriously, La Halacha, because it does seem to go against Shas Bavli, as we've seen. So, Ba'odi Shomer, Daha, Demi Barlan, Betalam, Ezap Eches, Hainu Mishom, Demi Sham Eshes, Ez Adam, U Mesham Eshes, Misham She Adam. That's because this Talam, Ezap Eches is of a unique category of Pshutei Kliyot, and that is a Kli which is both able to serve and function as something useful for both man and man's servants, meaning to say, Kalim, right? You can put both your food, you can even sit on a table, right? A table is useful for a man, and a man is also able to use it for, putting a flower vase, right? It's both serving man as well as his servants, which are to say his caliph. And that apparently is a unique klal learned from Torah's Kohanim, that these things have a tumah on a d'oraisa level. It's actually, check out Bava Basra, the Ritva there on Samach Vavam and Aleph. The Ritva brings, in the footnote 39 there in the Masada of Kuk ones, bring a three-way machlokas, Rishonim, as to whether or not this is truly a din d'oraisa, that this tumah exists, this based on this Midrash Kohanim. The Ritva says, no, don't worry, it's only a smach t'ba'am, it's only d'rabbanan. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran think no, it truly is a suffix, that it's truly Daraisa, as Tosos' second answer implies, not like Tosos' first answer. And the third option is the Ravid, who's in suffix. As to, and he, in fact, if you look up the Ravid on Torah's Kanan, the Ravid has payers in Torah's Kanan, the Ravid says it's the Machlokas, Tano in Idios.
So what about a Shulchan as compared to this?
Right, a Shulchan sounds, so a Shulchan and a Tablet of Sabacha sounds like it could be coming out of the Daraisa level. Yeah. How is it in Pshutik Leitz and the rest of Shas implies not? Tosus is now, in his second answer, is going to be Mechadish and Nuha Lacha, based off of Torah's Kohanim, which is that even Pshutei Kli Eitz, as long as they share certain special attributes, so and that is, and so does the Shulchan, exactly. No, but that is it, meaning a plain table, we're going to see it's able to be serving a person as well as his Kalim. I mean, you can sit on it, you can eat off of it, it can serve the man as well as a Kli. It can be a place to hold the Kli on top of it. So since it's able to serve both man and his vessels, that is a unique rule, and it's so useful, even as a raw material. This is how I'm conceptualizing. I don't know enough about tumah, but I think it makes sense. It's so super useful that you can't call it a raw material any longer, and now it is useful. It's considered a kli. Okay, and therefore it's tumah on a daraisa level. Okay, let's read the Torah's Kohanim together. Can it sound like Torah's Kohanim? Parshas Vayhi Ve'yom HaShemini. I think it was Parshas Avav. You guys have it in your Gemara. Dalit or something like that? Okay, Ayin Sham. Okay? So, what does it say? Kli 8. The Pasuk says, Kli 8. Yochel afa sulamva koleva nachusava menorah. Maybe all these type of kalim, which only serve man, would be able to become tamei as well. Tamal omer mi kol kli 8. Below kol kli 8. Some, right, the mem implies from kli 8, meaning some of the kli 8, but not every single type of kli 8 is able to become tamei. Yochel shani moti es a shulchan es a tabla es a dulvaki. Maybe I would exclude from this then a table and a tablet, which we've already alluded to now. That's what we've been talking about. And a dulvaki, I checked it up in Jastro, is like a some sort of table. Like it's like a three-legged thing, which they would use as like, you know what I pictured as? You know when you go to a hotel or something for Pesach or like some other time and they have all these waiters at a bar mitzvah. They have those like three-pronged tables which has a plate on top of it and like they put all the dirty dishes on it. It's that thing, okay? That's what we're talking about. So that's a dulvaki. So Tom Alomar Kolkli, Riva. Kolkli comes to include some things. Not just a Kli 8, which actually has a base kibble, but even other things. Even other things. Mara Isa Larabu says Elu, Hotzi says Elu. Why did we include these three things, a tabla, a shulchan, and a dulvaki, and exclude a menorah and a sulam and things like that? Lotzi says Elu, Achashriba Kazavumiyan. After, you know, we include and we exclude. So why do we include some things and exclude other things? What's Psha? Torah's Kohanim tells Tom Alomar Sak. Pasuk says a bag, like a sack. Just as a sack is able to function both and serve man as well as items of man, it can hold things for a man, or it can even hold a man itself. It can also hold items of a man. I'll include these ones which are more similar to it. I will exclude a sulam and the others which do not serve both the kalim of man. It only is mishamish the man himself. The menorah holds the candles. It doesn't serve the man directly. It holds the candles, which or the oil, which then serves the man, or the wicks. So therefore, it only serves the mishamish adam. It doesn't serve the man himself.
Something serves you, but the things that do serve yourself, why aren't those kalim?
Like a wick or something? He's talking about the menorah.
A sulam.
A sulam serves you, but not Kalim. So you can't place so Kalim. So it needs to have both serving man as well as serving Kalim. Not either serving man or... Exactly.
Something that's made of wood.
Yeah, plain wood. Okay, so I guess a sulam that, like, you know, has maybe little edges in it or something that you can climb up it, but it's still basically a plain piece of wood. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Why is it exactly particularly eight? Apparently it's not enough because it doesn't serve both man. Okay, good. So now... What's Tosus going to now comment on? Now Tosus is going to explain this Torah's Kohanim. You might have thought that the reason why it's coming to Araisa is not just the general rule of Mishamshe Kli Adam and Kli Mishamshe Adam himself, but rather maybe for external reasons. Tosus is going to show you it's not for external reasons. Don't tell me Midras, okay? We're not dealing with Midras, which we know could become Tami on a Araisa level. That's the first thing of our Bechorot. Right, so now he's answering why. Midil lo, nakat, mite, kise, mata, Mita, Kisei, Bisafso. From the fact that it didn't give classic examples of something which is a midrash, right? You know, like a bench or a bed or things like that. Midrash is something that you consider a lie down on, which we know even Pshutikli 8 or 8 would have come tummy on a Zoraisa level from. So it didn't give those examples. So clearly it's not referring to Midrash. And what else? But oh, to have a Matzi Lirabunu and Mishkov. Because it could have then just included them from the fact that the Pasuk says Mishkov and we include Mishkov and there wouldn't have been any need for this special drasha. Now, moreover, Vikisha Aimlehem base kibble Nami Mari. And how do us Tosos know that we're dealing when it doesn't have a base kibble, which can also be Mikabel on a Zoraisa level? How do I know that? Midulokamar Masak Metaltum Male Rekun. As the Bavli says, remember, on Sadi Babam Beis in Menachos. We have this idea that a base kibble is able to be Mikabel Tumon and Zerais level, because that's no longer a Pshutikli 8 that has a base kibble. But it didn't say that. It didn't say Masak that is able to hold something. It says Masak that serves man and serves man's Kalim. So clearly, this is a new rule. That is Torah's Kohanim. Now, how seriously are we already to take this? We buy Elon B'Menachos E Drasha Gemura Iyas Machta Ba'alma. And now, according to the Mandam and the Miskarta Lamala, right, we're going to be assuming that is it a drasha gemura, and therefore we should take it seriously. It's Doraisa, or maybe it's an asmach ma'alma, it's only Dirabbanon. Mishom de al karcha kafil l'madam rizkar to l'mata, I'm sorry, because that's what's going to prove that that's what's going on there. Because even according to the manda omer that the mascaris was l'mata, which we said is for sure tami daraisa, af al pisha kol drushos trichos, even though all these drushos are needed, meaning to say, this isn't going to tell you that these aren't real drushos. They are real drushos for specific things. Ahid to Torah's Kohanim l'rebuyu mishamshe adam, mishamshe mishamshe adam. That one of Torah's Kohanim is there to include things which are clearly able to serve man and mishamshe adam. Ba'ashokhan atar, it's drich l'amishe magbihin oso l'ole regalim. And that drush of Hashokhan Atar, right? Remember, it said, oh, what, is there a Tamei Shokhan? Yes, because it is like a sock, and it's able to have a base kibble, because it serves, when they would lift things up, it would be able to be, it was able to be moved and still maintain the things on top of it, and therefore, you see, is able to come Tamei.
So,
that he's showing why both of these drushas are necessary. The one in Torah's Kohanim is to come to include Mishamshi Adam, Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam. That's a drusha Gemura. Although we're going to see, it's not totally a drush gemur. We'll get there in a second, whatever that means. We'll see in a second. And the Shulchan HaTahar was also used, that's the Gemara Menachos, to teach us that things that are like sock, basically, that is able to be moved while it still has the thing on top of it, like the table. We would lift it up, and yet it would still have the thing on top of it, and therefore is able to become Tameh.
The Mandi Yom HaLamata doesn't need this Torah Kohanim to tell you
it. The Shulchan, right? What do you say? Say it again.
Going to the Mandi Yom HaLamata.
Yes.
He doesn't need the whole shot in Torah Kohanim to prove that the Tavla is...
So almost. You're right, but Tosu is going to say it's not true by the Tabla. Basically, the Torah's Kohanim thing is teaching us Mishamshi Adam, Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam, but it's not there to teach us the Tabla. That's what he's about to get to. Because the Tabla is going to be learned from the Shulchan itself. Right. Well, hold on a second. It's going to be learned from the Shulchan itself. So Mikom Makom Le'inyan Tabla Lav Drash Gemura, right? Because even according to that one, it's still not a Drash Gemura. Even though it said Tabla in Torah's Kohanim, that one is different. The other two, the Shulchan, for example, which is in Torah's Kohanim there, and the Dovaki were real drushos. The Tabla Mesabech is Nafka Meet Shulchan Atar. Since that one, after all, Menachos there, we learn it out from the Shulchan. So it wasn't a complete drusha. Just a comment. So this part is very confusing. I think I understand it, but I'm not positive. I think the point of what Tosis is trying to do here is to protect against you saying, wait a second, hold on. Tosis is telling us, basically, the Mandam or Lamala had a question. Is this a real drusha or is it not? What about the one Lamata? So it's for sure a drasha, but Tosfos doesn't want to say it's exactly a drasha completely, because after all, the Gemara doesn't say, oh, it's learned from this drasha in Torah's Kohanim. The Gemara instead compares it to Shulchan. You have to compare it to Shulchan. So he basically says, the drashas are both necessary. This one to teach me Shulchan, this one to teach me the Mishamshi Adam, Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam. And Tabla apparently wasn't falling under that category of Mishamshi Adam and Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam, but rather was only learned from Shulchan. So meaning maybe, like, the way I'd understand it is that it's not completely Mishamesh Adam, Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam, but rather it's only because it's almost like that, and it's comparable to the Shulchan, at which point we were able to derive it from the Shulchan. That's how I understand it. Meaning through a comparison to Shulchan, but not just because on its own sake, on its own merit, it was really learned from that Drasha Gemura. That's how I'm understanding this part of Tosfos. It's not absolutely clear to me. And I'll grant that. Okay, so basically at this point now, Tosfos is basically explaining to us there's a special rule. Mishamshi Adam, Mishamshi, Mishamshi Adam is able to be comparable to Doraisa. And that is a special rule against everywhere else in Shas, right, where we talk about plain Pshutikli 8. So now, he's going to go on. And he's going to explain that V'ha'ad mash b'chol zot Pshutikli 8 afilu to... Oh, sorry, I skipped one line. V'ha'ashad afshon aftomim t'pshita lun shahayah mid rabbanon ain't a mishamishas adum mishamshiyadu. So now he's supposed to infer something. The Gemara and Babasra assumed a afshon aftomim, which seemingly is like a big plank, and you'd think is able to serve both man and his kalim, Apparently can't, because the Gemara assumed it's only Durabanan. Maybe the reason why it's Durabanan is because it's comparable to these things, but less comparable than a Tabla HaMesap Ephes. And now all these Gemaras, I don't want to read them inside because I'm really over time, but each one of these Gemaras, basically, I'm way over. I'm already over about an hour and 54 minutes, okay, so I'm over time. I want to just get to the point. So all these Gemaras, basically, those quotes all imply that there's no such thing as Pshutekli 8 being a Kabbalah to Madonna Dreiser level. Kol Hani, I'm skipping to the third to the last line, the end. Fourth to the last line, technically, towards the end. Kol Hani, the low dumb Ludav, Shal Nachtom, Machmas, Shah, Daphin, Rechavin, Roy, Lahaniach, Alayan, Dub. Dover, Guzra land, Dumbu the basic kibble. The Irish Kuntras, the Menachos. So he explains, why is it true that by Adash and Achtomen we were willing to make a Xerah Drabanan? And by all these things, we take it as a Dover Pashat that they're not able to become Tame on a Derice level or even on a Drabanan level. The reason for that is because this thing is so wide, as Rashi alludes to in Menachos, that therefore it's as if it has a base kibble. Basically, imagine like this. If you have a very, 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 very wide big board, and you place a marble on top of it, that marble's for sure going to fall off, right? If you lift it up and tilt it. Yes, but it'll take longer. Because it's as if it's like actually in it. It's not in it, but it's sort of in it. It's basically trapped there. It's not really trapped there, but it's almost there. That's how I'm understanding it, right? It's like it would be there for longer than if it wasn't as big. And therefore, it's as if it has a base kibble. And therefore, it's as if it's a kli. And therefore, it's as if it can be tamei on a derech level, and that's why they made it the kind of their abundance. I said a lot of as ifs there, but the point is, since it's a wide, it equals maybe is a base kibble, and therefore made it the kind of their abundance. Okay? So now we're going to see that Tosus is even going to apply that to the Tabla HaMesapechas itself. Tabla HaMesapechas itself for the same Sfar. That's really what Rashi's talking about there in Menachos. Exactly. Which is going to save Tosus' whole understanding, right? That this plain flat board, since it's so wide, is very, very close, and is able to be Mishamish Adam, and Mishamish Adam. And even if that's not a Drasha Gemura, we'll learn it from the table, from the Shulchan, and say, look, since it can serve him, how can it serve him? Well, even to put things on it, because it's so big, it is, if it has a base kibble, that's how I'm understanding Tosos, it's not so posh to me. I think that's what he's saying. Therefore, it's Tamei on a Derice level. Dachshon Atom is a little bit less than that, and therefore is only on a Derabana level, and other things are even less than that, they're not big enough, and therefore are not able to be Tamei on even on a Derabana level. And then he says, "Demei high time a tamea tavla mezbechas midoraisa." Then he speaks that out. What I just said, that the taima for the reason of the mandamer that says it's tamea on the right level, the mandamer is garden lamataisa. The reason is because it's so wide, it's like a base kibble, and it's therefore comparable to the shulchan, which is mishamish adam and mishamish adam. V'yava matzli lemeimer davshon atoman. Now the post just adds on, and if we were able to say that davshon atoman have a kitabla mishamish adam and mishamish adam, and if I was able to say it's sort of like that also, and it's able to be mishamish adam and mishamish adam. Then even if it's better, then it fits even better why it's not comparable to these other things. Because if it's like able to sort of serve man and serve not man, that would have fit even better. Now, Tosus already told us it can't be like that because then it would have been Tamei Daraisa. But maybe it's somewhere in between. It's sort of. Not that it really can serve man. Okay, basically, I'm going to basically say it like this, and this will end, and then feel free to grill me with questions afterwards. This, I think, is going on. Basically, we now have, at the end of this second answer, Tosus, a very complicated pshat, which a lot of Rishonim might not buy. And it's not in the Bavli. Okay, but maybe it is, and maybe it's working off of this thing. To summarize, what is this new shot? There is such a concept of a Tama D'Araisa by Pshute Kliyet Chirish Atsum. What's pshat? From this Drash and Katoris Kohanim, we see that something that's able to be Mishamish Adam, Mishamish Mishamish Adam, is able to be defined as a Kli. Now, why is that? I think the conceptual understanding is that since it's so wide, that's why it's able to serve both man and other Kalim, and is viewed as if it has a base kibble. I would add my own little point. Notice both drushas are about a sock, right? That was the thing in the puzzle, the one in Menachos and this one here. Maybe it's really the same type of drusha, that if it has a base kibble, or it's as if it has a base kibble, that makes it no longer raw material, it's now usable. And as long as it's really, really wide, particularly that's considered like a massive beam, is enough to now hold something. Take my marble example. If it's serious like that, I'm going to make four levels here. Super like that, like a shulchan, let's say, that is true on a darais level. If it is a little bit less than that, it's also true on a darais level, but wasn't able to be learned directly from this drush and Torah's Kohanim, but rather needed to be learned from a comparison to shulchan.
Which is really
that is tabla mesapechas. Next we would have, and the one, the manza amar that says it, the mala, that's a shulchan is tamei because it's a kli, because it actually has base kibble. And Tabla Mesapechas is a question of whether or not that was a real drush in the first place. Great. So those are the top two levels. Both of those are Doraisa. But one directly, one indirectly from Shulchan. Third one is a Durabana one. That's the Dav Shel Nachtomen, which is closer to these, enough that you should be gozer, because it kind of has a base kibble, but not enough. It's wide, but not wide enough. It's not mishamish adam, mishamish adam enough. I realize that it's vague, but you know what? This is all vague. And the lowest level is things classic, all of Shas, particularly eight. Mechatesi. This thing's not Tomei Daraisa. Shuti Kleids are not a Kli. Not able to be a Kamo to Tomei Daraisa level. To summarize, now, we understand now where Tosos is coming from. He has to reject remaining time. It can't be connected on the bottom because of the fact that Argamar says it's not, pretty much. So what's his shot going to be? Well, it's not connected on the bottom. Shkoyach. So why talk about a Tabla Masapeches? Right? What's significant is that it can be flipped over. Why compare it to the Shulchan, and why assume that it's for sure Tame when it's on the bottom? What does that have to do with anything? Right? The Shulchan, I conceptually turn it over. What's going on? So it must be that that Gemara was really working off of this Toras Kohanim in the second answer of Tosos. Right? And this Gemara is assuming that there is a such thing as a Tumah Daraisa. And what's Pshat? Since it's so wide, as Rashi there in Menachos says, although Rashi throws in Midrash, which is interesting and worth thinking about. Some Gersos don't have Rashi talking about Midrash there. Worth thinking about, though. But since it's so wide, it's able to be comparable on a Daraisa level. And Tablas Abecha is therefore comparable to the plain Shulchan with Lamata, which is just a plain plank of wood. And therefore, we can say that it's Mishamish, Mishamish, Adam, and Adam himself, and therefore it's comparable on a Daraisa level. As for the other Gemaras which apply that it can't, so those ones are either because of not Daft Shulman is only on a Darman level, because it's sort of like that, and things that are not like that at all are really not like it. As opposed to one more point I want to raise, why talk about a Tabla HaMisapeches then? Why not talk about a plain, very wide Tabla? You understand? Tremendous time, it made perfect sense why we needed it to be flip overable. Who cares that it can be used on both sides? That is a question that's killing me.
But that thing happens to be very big.
Yes. Good. Yosef got one of my two answers. It's still bothering me, but maybe we have to say that a Tabla Misapeches was a pair. That's the same thing. Rafi, you're on the ball. Same thing as Yosef, right? That is basically, this was a thing. I don't know what a Tabla Misapeches was. We don't use Tabla Misapeches. But it was a very large flip over world board. It bothers me still. Like, Rashi, there are harps on the fact that it could be used on both sides. Shkoyach. Who cares that it could be used on both sides? Like, so Rashi's explaining why it was called the Tabla Misapeches, because it could be used on both sides. But I still don't love it. You hear what I mean? Like, it's just, why talk about Tabla Misapeches? So, right in time, it fits like a glove. The second shot I had was that maybe it's accentuating the similarity to a Pshutei Kliyeitz. This thing is no different on top or bottom. It really looks like a Pshutei Kliyeitz. And the Chiddush is that since it's so wide, it still counts as, you know, having a base kibble. Even though on both sides it's nondescript. It's really on both sides the same thing. Okay, guys, that is my read of Tosos. I think I pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover. I hope I got it right. I hope I didn't mislead you. Overall, to our question of the Manda Amar of Miskar to Lamata, how was the Miskara situated? Tosos, not connected, rather connected to the legs, not connected to the Shulchan. Meir Tam, connected to the Shulchan, not only connected to the legs. Both reasons for both sides. And if you want to rephrase a question and ask, how could that Gemara Menachos fit with the rest of Shas? Three different approaches. Either like Meir Tam, which then is very pasha. There's no such rule at all of Pshutei Kliyeitz ever becoming Tamei Adraisa level. The whole thing is only when it has a base kibble if you conceptualize it and flip it over. That's Rain and Tom. The other two answers to those is that all of the rest of Shas is all going like the Manda Amar, that's Lamala Hayasa. And like you have to be Dochek in how that works out. As Tosos is wanted to say it's Chitema and it eventually ends up resuscitating. It's a little bit weak. And Agav, I would tell you, maybe that answer indicates that we should pass from like Manda Amar Lamala Hayasa. And the final approach to those is that no, really! Big Chiddush from Doris Kwanim. That Miskar to Lama, that there's really a rule, maybe, that you can have Pshutei Kliyeitz, which are Makabel Tumah, on a Daraisa level. That's a big Chiddush. And so this idea of Mishamshei Adam, Mishamshei Adam. And that could work, and then throughout the rest of Shas, you're going to have to be Nidchak, and so this thing is sort of comparable to that. This one is a little bit less comparable, but somewhat comparable, enough for a Drabbanah. And these things are not at all comparable to that, and therefore are not Tameh Bichlal.
Yashar Koach, thank you for listening to me rant on and on. I hope I got it.